Have your Bibles. I want you to be turning to the book of Luke, chapter number 2. Luke, chapter number 2. Thank God that the Lord gives songs. I like good singing. I like good play.
Amen.
I tell them I can't play a good radio, and I can't. I don't know how to play nothing. But I do know when something's played right. And I like it. It helps me. I like to hear that piano. Now, some of you like them high notes. You like them be tickled on the high end of, I like them bass notes. I tell you, it does something for me when I hear that. And I'm just here to tell you, when the psalmist talks about songs in the night, he's not just talking about a song he gives you to sing. Sometimes heaven goes to singing to you. I believe that. Hallelujah. There are echoes from the glory show that we sing. But it's a blessing to be here, and I thank the Lord again for my family, some of them being able to be with us tonight. Glad you're here. Appreciate what God done last evening. And by the way, I want to tell you again, help is on the way. Some of you needing help tonight. You don't think it's a coming, but he's already on his way.
Amen.
Them men of Jabesh Gilead, they didn't know if it was a coming or not. Things didn't look good, but help was on the way. Hallelujah. If you're willing and able, would you stand as we read here in Luke chapter number 2. Begin reading at verse number 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a promise. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. I mean, he puts us first here. A light to lighten the Gentiles. That's us. And he is the glory of thy people, Israel. He said, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Verse 36 says, And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. You can be seated this evening. The Bible introduces us to a woman by the name of Anna. There are several women that are mentioned only in the book of Luke. Anna is one of those women. And you'll find that she can be described as a woman betrothed. She has married herself to the Lord and to his servants. The Bible says that she was a widow, and she had been a widow for 84 years. That's 84 years. She was married for 7 years, which would made her 91. And if she married at the early age of 16, she was probably about 107 years old, still making her way to the house of God, looking for the coming of the Messiah, the same Messiah Simeon had been looking for. And I'm sure they had conversed in temple worship. I'm sure Simeon had told her, listen, the Holy Ghost done told me I wasn't going to die till the Lord came. And I'm sure Anna come to church every day looking for Simeon. And when she saw him, she knew he hadn't come yet. She is a woman who has given herself totally and devotedly to serve God with prayers and fasting. She was a permanent fixture down at the temple. Everybody knew who Anna was. She stood out to everybody. She is probably the oldest one going to the house of God. And tonight I am glad as we get older, we do not have to become bitter and senile and hard. But I'm glad, hallelujah, you can be just like Anna. You can have joy in your soul, and the Word of God can still thrill there's three things I want to just mention about Anna. Number one, I want to say something about her heritage. That is, where she came from. What kind of roots did she have? What kind of nurturing and raising did she have? Well, the Bible gives us an indication to her heritage. It says that she is the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Now tonight, it is important the heritage that God has given to every one of us. Did you know that God in your family has given you a heritage? You as a young boy or girl should realize how important it is and a blessing that it is that you've had a mother and father that brought you to the house of God, that pray over you and love you and feed you and clothe you and bring you to God's house and to sit under the preaching of the Word of God and the presence of the Holy Ghost. That's heritage. I'm glad I had a mama, even though my dad was lost, that loved the house of God and remained faithful and devoted, took me to God's house as a little boy. Hallelujah! I'm glad I got a heritage too. Did you know God has given this church a rich heritage? God has entrusted you in this community to be a shining light on this hillside. And for over 50 years, God has blessed Brother Wade Huntley to be pastor and shine a light in this community. And now God has sent you his servant to carry that torch on. You've got a rich heritage. Don't you let the light go out. Don't you let the devil snuff your light out. You shine for the glory of God. You've got a rich heritage. Some have sold it away for pieces of silver. Oh, some have sold it away because of pride and carelessness. But oh my, tonight, how important and necessary for a church to shine a light in this community and to let a community know that God is still on his throne, that we serve a risen Savior. You say, well, preacher, what kind of heritage are you talking about? Well, Anna had a heritage that involved being happy. It would help some of you when you go to church to smile. When the choir sings, you ought to grin. Some of you ain't done that in a long time. When you went to church with Anna, she didn't have her head hung down. Her steps might have got slow,
and her body had become bent with age. But if you could see her face, she had a smile and a gladness and a joy in her heart. You say, how do you know? Because the name Asher means happy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where she come from. She had her roots in a tribe that was noted for being happy. It helps some of you to get happy again there at the house of God. I'm sure most of us, if we were asked to name some of the tribes of Israel, we would probably bring to mind the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Ephraim, the Levitical tribe. Those are more well known. But when it comes to Asher, that's one of them tribes, you know, you really don't know much about. And never have thought about very much. But that didn't bother Asher, hallelujah, whether he has thought about or not. Every time you see him, he is happy. Hallelujah. I'm glad he didn't have to be recognized. He didn't have to sing a special. No. Every time you saw him in Sunday school, he is happy. Every time he is in the choir, he is happy. You know who always said it? Jacob's right hand. It was Benjamin. Always. As far as I'm concerned, Asher never did get to sit at the head of the table. Benjamin was always on Jacob's right hand. And as long as Joseph was there, Joseph was probably on his left. And then maybe Ephraim and Judah, some of them others. Asher, he is way down the table. But when you got to him and they passed the bread to him, he didn't have his head hung low. He wasn't pouting. He wasn't mad. No, he was grinning from ear to ear. He was happy, happy, happy. To sit at the head of the table, but I am glad I am in the family. Oh, hallelujah! Some of you ought to be happy. Anna had a heritage of hope. She was the daughter of Phanuel. Phanuel is the New Testament term for an Old Testament, a place that Jacob came out of one day called Phanuel. Or Peniel, Brother Steve. And Jacob had had a long night. See, he is trying to figure out how he's going to meet Esau's brother. And the Lord come and had a wrestling match with him. And God blessed him and said, thou hast prevailed with God, and you're going to prevail over man. And God was just simply saying, Jacob, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to work out all right. Isn't that just lacking sometimes? He'll just let you know before it ever happens that everything's going to work out. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I like that. I need that kind of a hope, that kind of assurance. And the sun rose that day on Penuel, and old Jacob was a-limping. Hallelujah. Had hope in his heart, and assurance and confidence. That's beats criticizing and belittling and showing discord down at the house of God. Wouldn't it be a blessing for some folks to say, I've been with God and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right. She also has a heritage of a hero. Her name is Anna. I'm preaching about you tonight, Anna. Preacher said it right. I was there that Wednesday night when she got saved over at Solid Rock Baptist. I was there that night when old Nathan got saved. I was in the service and old Daniel got saved. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
woo. Yeah. Hallelujah. What a blessed privilege that is.
Oh, Lord.
But it's the New Testament name for an Old Testament name. Hannah. Hannah. You ever heard of her? She is barren. She couldn't have no children. And Peninnah, she is a gouging her every day. But you know what? Hannah, she kept going to worship service.
Yes, sir.
She just kept going to worship service. She might not have been able to eat much, but hallelujah, she knew what an altar was. She knew how to cry out to God. And the Lord heard her cry, and she conceived and bare a son, and called his name Samuel. And Peniel said, I'm naming this little girl Anna, and I want her to remember, hallelujah, that God gave her a man. And Anna knew, just as sure as God gave Hannah a son, God was going to give a son to this world. I say hallelujah, what a heritage. Number two, she not only had a heritage, but Hannah had hurt in her life. She knew what it was to hurt. She knew what pain and anguish was. She knew what sorrow and heartache. She knew the sorrow of seeing a husband put in a cold, dark tomb. And there's some sitting here tonight, Miss Cleo. She knows that pain. Some of you others have buried your spouse. You know that hurt. You know that loneliness. You know that feeling of emptiness on the inside. Hannah knew what it was to hurt. We're not exempt from difficulties. We're not exempt from heartache and sorrow. Oh, no. But I am glad that in the midst of it all, we have a God. We have a hope. We have a hero. Oh, bless his name. She knew the pain of death invading her home. And some of you have not only just experienced literally the death of a spouse, but some of you have experienced the death of someone who loved God, but they've they've grown cold. And it's brought sorrow. Some of you know what it is to see your children walk away from God. And they're not paying attention to what you're trying to tell them. They've died toward your teaching and your nurturing. And you know that pain and you know that sorrow. But I'm glad in the face of it all. Anna went to the house of God with a smile on her face and a hope in her soul that one day the Messiah was going to come. She knew hurt. Some of you, if you just think about Anna for a minute, she not only knew sorrow, and she not only knew that death had come, but Anna, can you imagine with me? That doesn't say this in the scriptures, but she's 107 years old. And the Holy Ghost said, and there was one Anna. You ever heard that phrase before? They just want him. And when they made him, the Lord threw away the mold and people said, amen. You ever heard that? There's one Anna. Everybody knew who she was. When they mentioned her name, everybody knew there's that old woman that went to the house of God every day. And a lot of times she didn't go home. She fasted and prayed through the night. That's that woman. Can you not hear them whisper? Make fun of her? Mock her? Why, she says she's going to see the coming of the Messiah. Have you ever heard tell such in your life? The whispers and the slander. They might be some of you here tonight that somebody's lied on you. They've tried to defame your character and your reputation. And I'm sure they made fun of Anna. But that didn't keep her from going to church. She'd come walking in. She might stumble. Couldn't walk like she used to. But she kept a grin on her face. Kept a sweet spirit in her heart. She didn't get bitter and cold and cynical. No, she is happy every time she come to the house of God. That'll help you handle your hurt. Just keep on coming to church. You say it ain't done me no good yet. You just keep a coming. One Sunday morning, that choir's going to go to singing. And the Holy Ghost is going to turn the crank down deep in your soul. And hallelujah, I'm glad business is going to go to picking up in your life. What it was to hurt. She had heritage. And let me just say this. How many of you were brought to church by your parents and got saved at an early age? Won't you raise your hand? Boy, ain't that a blessing. You know what you've got? You've got heritage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't ever throw that away.
Amen. Right.
You provide it for your children.
Listen.
That are coming.
Listen.
That are already here.
Listen.
You make a heritage for them.
Listen.
Oh, may they know a mom and daddy that love God's house and love God's man and love God's word. And don't you throw that heritage away.
And you say, well, preacher, I ain't been saved long. And I didn't have a daddy or mama that brought me to church. But God saved me anyhow. What am I supposed to do? You make a heritage now for those that are coming along behind you. You live right and do right and start a heritage for your family to the glory of God. She had a heritage. She had hurt. But number three, and I'm soon going to be done. Jordan, you get ready however how you want to work an invitation. She had a him in her life. I'm not talking about an H-Y-M-N book. That is called the Baptist hymnal. That's not the kind of him she had. Oh, no. She had the capital H,
yes, yes.
Capital I,
yes,
capital E,
oh, yeah,
him,
oh, yeah,
in her life.
Oh, yeah.
You say, how do you know? Well, the text says it right down here. It says right here, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him, H-I-M. I'm glad when you got him in your life, you can go to the house of God. You can rejoice in the glory of the Lord. She worships him. Bible said she gave thanks likewise. She adored him. She showed her gratitude and appreciation. She gave thanks. Didn't say she cussed. She gave thanks. Didn't say she murmured and complained. She said, the Bible said she gave thanks. It helped some of us to come to church and go to give him thanks. Lord, he's been good to us today. Looked after us and watched over us. Gave us strength and help. Gave us a Bible we can believe. Put the Holy Ghost in our life to walk beside us. Hey, we ought to have gratitude. The Bible said, and she came in that instant. Do you know some people that the only time they're going to shout is when they're doing the shout? Because they want everybody to see them do the shout. And when the Holy Ghost goes to moving in a service and there's people everywhere praising God, they just sitting there with their arms crossed. And seemingly, they cannot join in. I don't go for that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. I got Bible for it. You see, Simeon was already shouting. He is holding up that little baby and saying, blessed be the Lord. He's answered my prayer. This is a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Anna comes in at that very moment that Simeon's holding up Jesus and a praise in his name. She just joins in. Hallelujah. I like it when the church joins in. I end with this. We had a dear couple in our church. The Lord's privileged me and honored me and my wife and family. This coming July, He will have allowed us, if we live, to be at Calvary 28 years. Early on when I came, I was introduced to Brother Charlie Kiefer and his wife, Miss Ira. They sat, Nathan, where you and your wife sat on the second pew. Mr. Charlie was just a little man, had a bum ankle. He had to walk sort of odd, you know, because of that ankle. Miss Ira, she is shorter than he was. She wasn't as big as a minute. Wore hair in a bun. One Sunday night, they's in their 80s. One Sunday night, we started singing, "Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away," in the congregation. We were just getting started. And you know, there are times when you sing something, and then there's times when you sing something. That's one of them times we as a singing something. And I got to looking over the church. I hadn't noticed Mr. Charlie and Miss Ira, but I was looking over the service, and there's people crying, and it's getting me tore up. They ain't going to do much around where I'm at. I don't join in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of preachers bellyache because they don't have a spiritual church. They don't know how to be spiritual unless you show them how to be spiritual. Amen. And I guarantee you got a preacher that ain't going to hang around on the edges. Hey, if he sees you near deep water, he'll probably push you in so you can get in over your head real good. But we as a singing that, "Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away." And I looked toward Brother Charlie over there, and you know what he's doing? 80 years old. He is doing this. I mean, 80 years old. Sing. I looked at all. I was looking at our young people, and there's a crying and a weeping. You know what? There's a sin. There's a sin. Something holy. That's why I like to keep my youngins in worship service. Hallelujah! They need to see mom and daddy get like that. They don't have that in children's church. I can grant you that tonight. You know what Miss Ira was doing? She's doing this. Popping them hands. Coming out the aisle and going back. Coming out the aisle and going back. Mr. Charlie's over there that's doing like this. She's doing this. Woo! 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 And they met in the middle of the aisle, and they embraced one another, and then they kissed one another on the lips in front of God and everybody. I'm just saying, when you get old, you don't have to lose your joy. Hallelujah! You can have joy in your heart. Some of you need to appreciate the heritage. Some of you children ought to be glad you got a mom and a daddy that love you enough to bring you to the house of God. And you ought to tell them that while we stand, that's what's on my heart. He's speaking to you.
I keep coming back to the well of grace.
Well, at Calvary for healing and that fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place could be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well?
Oh, God's given you inheritance tonight. You ought to protect it. You ought to cultivate it. Oh, God speaking. Hey, some of you youngins ought to be glad and let your mom and dad know you love them and appreciate them for raising you right.
Back to the well of grace.
Thank God. Hallelujah to his name. God bless us with a heritage. Glory to God tonight. What a Savior he is. Hey, help. I say help is on the way for your life and mine. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Better place
Amen.
To dwell.
Amen.
Oh, won't you come to the well?
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace.
Hey.
Great is its power.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank God for them little youngins. Get them around and over. Pray the Holy Ghost on them. Keep coming back to that well. There's fresh water. There's eternal water. There's life-giving water. Down at the well. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Just keep coming back to the well.
Calvary for healing and cleansing and joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank my God for the well. I
keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power.
That's a good place to get. Let's get you a good drink out of that well.
Trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Amen. I told you about Miss Charlie, Miss Ira. How Miss Ira? That's the way them old timers.
God give her assurance. God help her.
They'd pop them hands. They'd shout out of their buns.
Lord.
Amen. We was having camp meeting a few years ago. It ain't been but about 3 or 4 years ago. It got on one night. It's just liable to do that.
Yes.
Over
there.
Yes. Oh, I thank God for the good Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That crowd went to worship. And it sort of slowed down. And over on my left, I seen Brother Stacy's daughter that's here tonight. She's coming down the aisle. You know what she's doing? Nobody'd ever taught her. Nobody, as far as I know, she'd never seen nobody ever do it. But she's coming down that aisle, popping them hands, praising God, and a shouting. Lord God, you talk about something erupting in my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to go to seminar to learn how to do that.
Amen.
You just get around where the good Holy Ghost is at.
Yes.
And he'll make it right every time.
Yes.
Sing another verse. Some of you need a good drink.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Made a well at Calvary for healing.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Cleansing and victory. Joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank my God for the well.
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst for that inner man. No better place could be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to
coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Whenever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well.
If any of you get close to deep water
I'm around, I'm going to do my dead best to push you in over your head.
Yes, sir.
If you'd ever get in over your head one good time, yes, it'd ruin you.
Yes.
It'd help you.
Yes.
It'd take that sour expression off of your face.
Yes.
It'd put joy in your heart. Hallelujah. The Lord's yes, good, and His mercy endures forever. Brother Scott.
Thank God, thank God for the well. And I'll tell you something. An empty bucket makes a lot of racket. You can drop yours in the well. But the truth is, you just ought to throw your bucket away and get right smack dab in the middle of the well and right smack dab in the middle of the river, amen. And there can be an ever-flowing flow of the presence and the power of God. I appreciate the presence of the Lord. Now let me just tell you something. I ain't prayed for weeks and weeks to come in here and get in a hurry. I've come to get in. I've come to get help for my heart and for my life, amen. I appreciate what God's doing around the altar. And if you don't want it, He'll just give it to somebody else. He'll just pour out His blessings on somebody else, amen. I appreciate the presence of the Lord tonight. I appreciate the preaching of the Word of God. It gets the job done, amen. It gets the job done. Appreciate the man of God. Hope, pray you'll go praying and come back a praying. They just ain't no telling what the Lord might do tomorrow night, amen. I wouldn't miss it. I'd be here just to see what He's going to do. Brother Steve's going to be bringing the folks over Penile, I believe. But I hope, pray you'll be here to get in on what God is up to, amen. I bless His holy, righteous name. The preacher appreciates the Lord touching his daughter and touching his wife tonight. That matters much to me. That matters much to me. Because it would not matter how big the church was if God didn't come by and touch. I appreciate the presence of the Lord. And He can touch you, and He can touch your family. Shake hands and go. You're at liberty if you've minded the Lord tonight. Amen. Speak to the man of God. Amen. Amen.